It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A bill from Assembly Republicans is set to receive a public hearing Wednesday as lawmakers from both sides of the aisle debate how to regulate new data centers in Wisconsin.
The latest bill, AB 840, would require the Public Service Commission to ensure that new energy costs from data centers aren't passed on to consumers. It would also require cooling systems to minimize water use.
This follows a similar proposal from Assembly Democrats last month, which would regulate data centers in Wisconsin. But differences between the bills could be sticking points that make it difficult to get a bill passed and then signed by Governor Evers.
Two lawmakers join us now. Republican State Representative David Steffen represents District 4 in the State Assembly near Green Bay and is chair of the Committee on Energy and Utilities. Representative Steffen, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And Angela Stroud is with us, Democrat from the 73rd Assembly District in Northwest Wisconsin, and introduced one of the bills that would regulate data center development. Representative Stroud, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Representative Steffen, let's start with this bill getting a hearing this week. Main elements, what would this bill do?
Well, it'll do the take care of the three elements that the public has had concerns in related to data centers. One, ensuring that there is no impact on other ratepayers as it relates to these data centers. Two, ensure that it is only closed loop cooling systems. So just like your air conditioner at home, the energy and the fluid that is used to cool it are all contained within the data center. And three, ensures that if there's going to be community impact as it relates to renewable energy, that be on site so that people in Oconto are not having to supply the renewable energy for a data center in Oconomowoc.
And Representative Stroud, can you spell out the basics of your bill?
Yeah, our bill is a little bit more complicated because this is a complicated issue. And so we are trying to achieve the same fundamental goals, but we actually have a way to get there. And so controlling rates, making sure that the labor that goes into these data centers is state labor, and making sure that the public is fundamentally protected.
We're going to dig into the differences in just a moment. First, I want to give a listen to Microsoft President and Vice Chair Brad Smith, Microsoft, of course, a big player in building these data centers. In an interview with WPR, he says he's read both measures, supports a Wisconsin law to, in some way, regulate data centers.
The two political parties agree on about 80% of what is there. And there's 20% about which the two political parties could probably argue for a very long time.
Well, I hate to be negative media guy, but let's focus on that 20%, the differences between the bills. Representative Steffen, a part of this that's received some criticism from the other side is saying, hey, if there's going to be alternative energy for these data centers, great, but and you're alluding to this, it has to be on site. Why is that? Make the case for that provision.
Yeah, the impact of the data centers when they have to produce tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of watts, what we don't want to have is have 2,000 to 10,000 acre solar farms located in a different part of the state to power these data centers. And, if it's needed, renewable energy, fine, but have it on site.
The problem might be if I'm wanting to build a data center, like, hey, here's a great location for a data center, but it's not a very efficient spot for solar or for a wind farm. And, well, maybe then Wisconsin's off my table. Do you worry that that provision could be a deal breaker for some companies that want to invest?
No, not at all, because they are more than willing to use clean natural gas as a part of their sourcing for fuel. That's the issue. They want fuel. They don't care where it comes from. And so having it that there's a proximity to it. Now, Representative Shroud, she lives in the northernmost part of Wisconsin. So she's actually closer to the North Pole than she is to the equator. And so she's not going to have to worry about having a solar farm impacting her community. Basically, if you can see Santa's workshop from your house, you're likely not going to be hosting a solar farm. But for the rest of the state, it's an incredible impact to have a solar farm when it impacts the granaries, the farmers, the farm implement store, all those things. So it's incredibly important that we have, if it's going to involve renewable energy, that it be on site so it's not impacting the rest of the state.
And Representative Stroud, your proposal sets a minimum for alternative energy here and I believe doesn't have that on site requirement.
Right. It doesn't have the on-site requirement because companies have said that's absolutely not workable. And though I live very far north, which I'm grateful for, solar still works this far north. I want to be clear about that. But the real issue here is that I'd like to disagree with the comment that we agree on 80%. We agree on the concept of controlling rates for customers, but that only works if you actually have a bill that's workable. The PSC determines rates. They have said that the Republican bill is not enforceable and is not workable. So we can't just talk about concepts. When we pass laws, they have to actually be implementable. And so that means you have to work with the people who do the actual implementation. And when it comes to rates, if we don't pass a law that the PSC can actually use, this is all just talk. This is just going out and telling people you're doing something. The only way to get something done is to do something that works. And that's what our bill does, in sharp contrast to the Republican proposal.
Talking about dueling proposals to regulate new data centers with Democratic State Representative Angela Stroud, Republican State Representative David Steffen. Representative Steffen, is this plan implementable? Is it too vague to actually be put into effect and actually control these costs, as Representative Stroud says?
No, that's completely false. I've been chair of the Energy and Utilities Committee for 4 years, have served on it for 15. I can tell you that this is absolutely doable. Just because Public Service Commission has some concerns doesn't mean that it's not possible. So we can make that work. I guarantee Representative Stroud is not interested in having wind farms lining the shores of Lake Superior of her district. If she is, I'd be interested in hearing that. But the reality is that if the big sticking point relates to this renewable sourcing, which we believe it should be close to the project. It should not be so far out that it's impacting negatively other parts of the state.
Representative Stroud, I want to stay with this implementability, if I can make up a word. What is in your proposal that you see actually being more effective, more concrete in when it comes to controlling ratepayers' costs?
So the PSC uses these different, what they call them, tariff classes, customer classes, to determine rates. And we've introduced a whole new rate that would apply only to data centers as a way to partition them off from other customers to make sure that they're the ones responsible for the costs of energy production. And that is really, really critical. Otherwise, you know, and Representative Steffen understands how this works. He chairs, as he said, the Utilities Committee. Notably, this bill did not go to utilities. It went to a committee where no one understands these issues. And I think that was by design. We'd have to ask him why he did not hear the bill. But by separating off the customer class, we're able to contain cost and ensure that the PSC actually has a mechanism. He might say it's workable, but when the PSC itself says it is not, I think we should listen to the people who are responsible for implementing the actual laws that we're trying to pass. Our bill took a year to build because this is complex. We aren't even at 1 month that their bill went from introduction to now we're being asked to vote on it tomorrow. It is not ready. And everyone who's involved in this, who understands the issues, including the companies, will tell you this bill is not ready. It's not workable. And using renewable energies as a distraction is very disingenuous.
Representative Steffen, is this bill ready to rock?
Absolutely. I mean, we've been working with the tech companies, the utilities, and, as it relates to the rate issue, 100% workable. And in fact, they support that. The one good thing that exists between the two different versions is we both agree that there should be absolutely no impact on other residents as it relates to these projects. So that is a point of agreement. The biggest issue is, Representative Stroud would feel very comfortable having solar farms in the rest of the state and apparently wouldn't mind having Lake Superior lined with wind turbines as well. But that's something that the rest of the state assembly is not comfortable with. And so we're sticking to our guns on the requirements we have relating to the location of renewable energy sourcing.
Before I throw that back to Representative Stroud, Representative Steffen, would you be open to the idea of having that separate rate class, that separate tariff class for these data centers? Is that a room for compromise there?
Absolutely. I mean, that's not where the dispute lies. The dispute lies relating to renewable energy. And, it's very convenient that people who don't have farms that can hold these 2,000 to 10,000 acre solar projects is comfortable with it. Of course they are. If you live in a suburbia, you live in an urban area, you live in a wooded area, you don't have to worry about the impact of solar farms. But that is a big impact for a large part of the state.
Representative Stroud, what would you say to people maybe in rural parts of Wisconsin concerned for one reason or another about solar farms and wind farms?
I represent a rural area, and Steffen, is suggesting that I both have to worry about renewable energy being in my district, but I also don't understand this issue because I don't have to worry about renewable energy being in my district. We're all worried about renewable energy and how it comes online, but there are ways to do it. We're acting like the only way to do this is to take up all the farmland of Wisconsin, and that's absolutely not true. It's an effective talking point to scare people. I will give them that, but it is not true. There is rooftop solar, there is parking lot solar that these companies could use on site. But by declaring that that's the only option, we are really cutting off an awareness and understanding of how renewable energy works in every other state where people recognize it's the cheapest, it's the cleanest, and it's the most ready to go. So if we really want to control costs for people, we need to figure out this customer class issue, and we need renewable energy utilized effectively. Our bill has a very nuanced and very smart way to get at that. Just saying we're not going to do it and trying to pick a talking point to scare the public, I think is really disingenuous because polling shows people are really worried about this. It's our job to get it right. So we have to be willing to do the work to get it done. And the Republican bill is just not there.
Representative Steffen, your party controls both chambers and the legislature. You don't need Democrats to pass it, but you do need a signature from the governor. Have you or your colleagues who are authors of this been in contact with the governor's office to land on something that could get signed?
Absolutely. And the governor is untethering himself from the radical left. And I know he's going to be working with us down the stretch. And just to show how much Representative Stroud doesn't understand the power involved, the data center in Port Washington will be pulling more power than the entire city of Los Angeles. That cannot be done by putting solar panels on someone's rooftop.
And briefly, Representative Stroud, are you in contact with the governor to try to land on something here?
Of course, we're all trying to figure this out together, but we need to make sure that the experts involved who have told us that the Republican bill isn't workable have a voice, and we agree with them. And so we need something that actually can get done and help the public.
Thanks to both of our guests today. We've been talking to Representative Angela Stroud, Democrat from Northwestern Wisconsin, and Representative David Steffen, Republican who represents District 4 in the State Assembly in Northeastern Wisconsin. They join us for a look at the party's bills that would regulate data centers.